time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. In the heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, Benedictine is playing host to Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studios, making all the magic with the buttons and dials and things and stuff. And Joseph, we appreciate you, man. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and a really good crowd here this afternoon. And why wouldn't there be? As you got a couple of really good teams who are playing some really good basketball, and for Benedictine, it is, can you believe it, Senior Day, the final regular season Saturday home game for the Ravens. And with that, the extra pomp and circumstance that comes with an evening and afternoon like this. PA guy, well, he's introducing the starters to the crowd, so with that in mind, let me do that for you. First of all, for Central Methodist, they're good. They're 14-7, 9-4 in a conference under head coach Dustin Young. And they're going to be starting Taylor Robinson, a 5'5" freshman from Columbia, Missouri. At 5'6" out of Kansas City, it is the junior Mason Williams. Asante Gerka is a 5'10" senior. She's from Riga, Latvia. Also from Columbia, Missouri, at 5'10", it'll be Kaylin Johnson, a junior. And kind of an anchor, not only in seniority, but as the 6-foot grad student from WashMo is Caitlin Patsky. So for Central Methodist, Robinson Williams, Gurka, Johnson, and Patsky. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, head coach Chad Folsom, assistant coach Andy Connolly. The Lady Ravens have settled into this five, and they've been a good one. Riley Brueggemann, the Lenexa 5'8" junior. Out of Corning, Kansas, freshman Owen Dieters at 5'7". 5'8" senior Michaela Bauman from Blair, Nebraska. And from Adel, Iowa, Kelly Stewart, the 6'1 freshman, and Nicole Stewart, the 5'11" junior. These are the two hottest teams in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. 7 games left in the regular season, 6 after today. Benedictine, they've got the second longest winning streak in the conference. They have won 7 in a row. Lady Ravens have not lost in 2026. Central Methodist, they won 6 consecutive games coming into the game today. It is going to be the 70th meeting between these two programs in conference play. Again, the great crowd, and we are excited to be a part of all of this. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one with an anticipated tip-off of about 4 o'clock. Right now, though, the ladies getting set to go. Coming out of the court first, it'll be CMU in their traveling black uniforms. These are new. Black jerseys and white lettering and trim. Warren Benedictine, you're familiar with those home whites, and they're going to have the home whites with red and black. Now, Coach has made a little switch up, and I love it. Going to get the starters to be the seniors coming out here to start this one today. And Grace Dixon is going to tip it away. How about Grace from Manhattan, Kansas, 6'1"? The tip pulled out by CMU, and we are underway. Eagles will be working from right to left across your dial in the opening quarter. The drive into the lane, and we get a whistle 15 seconds in. And it is going to be a foul on Benedictine. It's going to be on Riley Brueggemann. So that didn't take long. CMU going to bring the ball back in. They'll reset that shot clock to 20, and they're going to bring it way out topside. Eagles at a basketball, run a little motion, back into the lane, back and in, twisting, turning, can't get a shot off, and now the ball's going to be thrown away. Ravens are going to have it back in. We've already had two games that were noon games that are complete on the ladies' side. Clark defeated Missouri Valley, and what to me is always a surprise when Missouri Valley loses, and it was a big loss. Clark winning at 70-51, and Peru State knocked off Mount Mercy 67-45. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Over to the left side is going to be Michaela. Bauman looks it off on top. Brueggemann starts to the right side, steps into the lane, puts a shot up and off the window, and good. Brueggemann for two, and the Lady Ravens are broken out in front at 2-0. We are 1 minute in. Back down the left side. Eagles will have it way out front of the BC bench. And here's a turnaround shot from the lane. It's going to be up, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Benedictine. And we're going to have a CMU foul. So Central Methodist picking up the personal foul. Ravens are going to have it in from deep in the backcourt. The whistle is going to be on Patke. It'll be her first. Caitlin, foul number one. Ravens are going to go to the baseline. Here's Grace with it. Kicks it out on top. Brueggemann head fakes it. Gets it back in again to Grace. And the lane will turn. Put it up. It's a little too soft. And the rebound it. Cleared away by CMU. Here comes Central Methodist racing into the forecourt. Robinson will take it down the left side. Go coast to coast. Put it up off the window and good. Taylor Robinson ties the game at two. Women's college basketball this afternoon, but the guys' game still coming up here on CARE. So good to have you with us. Skip pass over to the right side. BC will pass it down to the box and could be knocked away. Slapped out of bounds, out of the hands of Kyla Fitzgerald. Brueggemann, Fitzgerald, Mosier. Bauman and Dixon will be the Benedictine five. Now the feed comes into the middle. We're going to get another foul on Central Methodist. They tried to feed it into Grace. And this is going to be another foul, I believe, on Patke. No, it's not. It's not on Patke. It's going to be on Johnson. 24, not 25. Ravens coming to the free throw line and stepping up there. It's going to be Kyla. Free throw. Good. So Kyla Fitzgerald will pick up her first point of the game, and the Lady Ravens are going to be back in front by one. One more shot, up and good. Kyla Fitzgerald for Benedictine, a 5'10" senior from Australia, has given the Ravens a 2-point lead at 4-2, just a couple of minutes in. Driving into the lane, trying to back in, the ball is torn free, and we're going to get a travel. Nice defensive play by Michaela Bauman. Benedictine will put it in. And now there's going to be a little full court pressure applied on the inbound play. They'll get it into Brueggemann. She has no fear. She brings the ball up the floor. Little left-hand dribble crosses over. Works her way to the right side. Goes all the way to the elbow. And now the official stops because the shot clock's wrong. Now we're going to have to go back and figure this out. It's going to take a moment or two. And Joseph, we're going to get you a break in here. What do you say? Taking a timeout, 7:43 to go in the opening quarter here in Natchez and Kansas. Lady Ravens, 4, Eagles 2.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Over 2 minutes into the ball game, but for Benedictine, points. And they have scored a lot of points this year. In fact, Benedictine is the top scoring team in the Heart, currently averaging 72.8 points a game through 21 games. In the conference, they're averaging 72.3. That's pretty consistent kind of numbers for Coach Folsom's team. Defensively, they're only giving up 56 a game. Here's a three. Moser counted. Wow. From way outside, the Ravens knock it down to three, and Benedictine goes up 7-2. 7:29 to play here in the opening quarter. Central Methodist works to the outside. Ravens giving up nothing in the middle. Now they'll feed left side off the block. Shot up too hard. Offensive rebound thrown skyward. It is a foul is drawn. The point of that was to get themselves to the free throw line, which they will do. And the foul going to be on Benedictine and maybe on Michaela. It will be Michaela Bauman. It'll be her first foul. And CMU will come to the line. A couple of shots here. This one, well short. One more shot coming up for Asante Gerke. G-E-R-K-E. Second free throw. She puts a little bit more on that one. Drops it right through. And the Benedictine lead now is trimmed. It is 7-3. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine will feed underneath. Here's Grace. Up. Doesn't get it to fall. And a rebound. Going to be stripped away. Cleared down. CMU up the floor with the basketball. They'll lay it off to the left side. Driving in is going to be Robinson. Crosses below the rim. Back out on top. They'll drive down the middle of the lane, falling away from 12. It's off the backboard. No good. Tipped around on the floor. Saved by Fitzgerald. Kindly gets it away, and Ruggeman will run it up the floor. Riley comes into the forecourt, stops at the free throw line, kicks it over to the left. Kyla will go three. That one rims out. No good. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Johnson. Here comes the MU. The tempo of the game has picked up considerably here with 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Back it away with the basketball, and it's going to be Williams. Eagles with it on the top. Shot three, no. Rebound, Bauman had it, lost the handle. It's going to be taken away again by Gerfe. Now the feet to the left side. The driving left-handed shot by Potsky is up and good. So Caitlin Potsky will have her first points of the game, and suddenly the Benedictine lead trimmed to a pair. And we're 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-5 Benedictine. Bauman working in front of the Eagle bench, pulls up her dribble, lobs it way out on top. Here's Moser, left side of the lane, left-handed runner, Moser for two. It is 9-5 to Benedictine. Robinson, left side, Johnson. Central Methodist trying to work the ball into the middle. Nice defense inside, Grace Dixon. She's given up nothing to Patsy. Turnaround shot from 14 is going to be up and good. And Caitlin will have her fourth point of the game. And again, the Ravens lead trimmed to a pair. We're 5:20 to go in the first. BC in front, 9-7. And a cross-court pass is a little errant, stolen away. Stepping in front of it, driving the length of the court. Gerke, it's up and good. And we're tied. Asante Gerke ties the game at 9. And we have 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. So we are on a, 80-point kind of a pace. Here's a driving shot for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be off the mark by Moser. Rebounding it down to CMU. They'll take it all the way to the rack. The jump shot off the window, and no! Rebound, Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to run it the other way. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Now coast to coast. Brueggemann, running shot, misses. Rebound, Central Methodist. They're going to run the other way. This is absolutely a track meet right now with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Drive in the lane, all the way, right side, running shot, undefended, it's up and good. No one stepped in front and defended Williams. And so for Mazin, her first points of the game, and the Ravens find themselves trailing. It is 11-9 CMU, 4:10 to go in the first. Jump shot right side, Brueggemann, no. Rebound, Dixon. She's going to have a defender reach in, tie up the basketball, and jump ball, possession to BC. Lady Ravens with a couple of players coming in now. And are we getting a timeout? Yeah, we're going to get our media break. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a timeout. This has been an up and down the floor kind of a game. 4:04 to go. Opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Central Methodist, Lady Eagles 11, Benedictine 9.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Four to go in the opening quarter here at Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball finds Central Methodist on a 6-0 run, and they have come from behind to take a 2-point lead over Benedictine. Welcome back, everybody. Old school kind of coaching. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, and for Benedictine, we'll reset the 5 out here. Is it driving shot on the right side? It's going to be up and good by Kelly Stork. So, okay, there's one of the players who've come in. I'll give that one away as she ties the game at 11. So far, Benedictine, you're going to have Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork out there, Owen Dieters, Hattie Gross, and Lily Martin. So Benedictine going to make a clean sweep and a fresh 5-17-foot shot is up and off the mark. Rebound on the floor, and it's going to be out of bounds and a push and a foul. The Ravens will have it in at the baseline. Kelly Stork had come down with the ball. She was kind of walking the tightrope below the goal, and a defender comes up from behind and gives her a little two-handed shove. Pushes her out of bounds. And here comes Benedictine up court with it. Dieters over to the right side to Lily. Martin, cross court pass to the left side. Into the corner. Owen sidesteps the defender. Goes three. It is short. And a rebound, CMU. Here comes Central Methodist. Caleb Robinson down the floor with the basketball. Comes out on top. Mary Copeland has just come in, a 6-foot senior from Polo, Missouri. Eagles back over to the right side as we go to single digits on the shot clock. The drive down the baseline, spinning into the lane. The pass comes out on top. Four. Here's a 3-point shot. No. Rebound, BC. Kelly Stork will clear it away. Benedictine is going to run. Down the right side with it is going to be Hattie. Over to the left side. Kelly on the floor one time. Here's Gross in the corner. Pops a three. Short. Rebound cleared away by Central Methodist in a little collision, and they're going to call a traveling violation. And that, here's another of the great things about a coach with a coat and tie. What's the first thing that happens when you get a little bit frustrated and you're going to give that official some idea of the emotion you got going on? The coat gets ripped off and thrown over to an assistant sitting beside him. Coach Dustin Young he's playing the part right now. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play. It's an 11-11 game. 2.5 to go in the first. Stork will feed into the middle, and the ball's going to be kicked. It was going to be a bounce pass from Kelly to Nicole. But one of the defenders got a toe on that thing and bumped it out of bounds. BC will have it in again at the left side of the lane on the baseline. Shot clock refreshed to 20, and it comes out on top to Lily Martin. And falling away, Dieters, the shot, no, but she gets fouled. That's got Coach Young out of way out on the floor. He's trying to say, wait a minute, that foul goes the other way. And they're going to go ahead and call a travel on Benedictine. This game, wow, a lot of intensity. 2:20 to play in the opening quarter, and it's tied at 11. Depth court pass is going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Dieters. Here come the Ravens. Owen in, up, no. Rebound Benedictson, and as she comes away with the basketball, Hattie gets fouled. Officials coming over to the center. The foul is going to be, I think, on Gurka. It'll be her first. It'll be the Eagles' fifth. And BC coming to the free throw line. The first one, perfect. So for the Lady Ravens, it'll be the first point of the ballgame for the 5'8 sophomore out of Frankfort, Kansas. That's Hattie Gross. Eyes up the second one, drops them both through. Hattie's a good free throw shooter, 22 of 31 coming into the ballgame today, and will knock down those, putting her team back in front, 13-11. And we're 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Into the forecourt comes Central Methodist. They'll have it over at the 28-foot mark on the right side. They'll dribble around at the top. Williams handles it, goes up between the circles. Now, backing away toward the middle, it's going to be Robinson. Her pass out on top, and at the high post, can she save it? Just does. And then it's going to be knocked out of bounds off Benedictine with four on the shot clock. CMU will be putting it in play right in front of the scorer's table. Williams will do the inbound work for Central Methodist. She'll go way across court, backing away, squaring up the three. Too long. Offensive rebound, Eagles. They'll save it to the top, drive it down the right side. Williams jumps it into the corner. Going into the lane, spinning, turning, shooting, scoring is Porter. That bucket by Trishelle Porter. So Trish will have her first point. Here's Benedictine for three. The shot's too long. And back up with it will come Central Methodist. 13-13 ball game. CMU shoots and misses. Follow shot and a Raven foul. A minute two to play in the first. And for Central Methodist, it'll be a free throw appearance. And that's going to be Mary Copeland up there. Mary's a senior. She used to start for this team. She's played a lot of minutes for Central Methodist. Now she's not a starter, but averages 3.4 points a game. She's a 50% free throw shooter, 10 of 20 at the free throw line this season. And the pit trying to get on her nerves a little bit, but it doesn't as she puts the free throw up and good. So the first free throw does not go in, but the second one does, and the Ravens trail by one. It's 14-13. Inside a minute down to go in the opening quarter. Here's Dieters with the basketball. Swings it over to Brueggemann, who's come back into the lineup. Brueggemann, little hook pass, Kelly. Fadeaway shot, rims around, no good. Rebounded back down by Central Methodist. Copeland coming up with the basketball in the outlet. Into the forecourt, Robinson. She'll slow it down, wait for her team. Jerk will have it on the left side. It couldn't hit the brakes in time, travels with it. Just as a matter of information, and it means nothing more than that, Asante Gurka out of Latvia, the 5'10" senior, she's really good. And she's having a great game, averages about 7 a ball game for this team. She wears the mismatched shoes. Pink on the left foot, blue on the right. Ravens run the baseline. Brueggemann for three. 5 points for Riley. And it is 16-14 Benedictine. 15 seconds left in the first, and CMU's going to throw it away on the upcourt play. So the Ravens are going to have 13 seconds and an opportunity to stretch this two-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Here comes Owen Dieters. Works her way over to the right side, long cross court, into the corner. Brueggemann, she'll go again. That one doesn't drop. Rebound underneath. Gross will turn and shoot and hit it at the buzzer. What a nice job and great composure by Hattie Gross, and we've come to the end of the first. Time out of the floor here in the Nolan Gymnasium after one. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 18, Central Methodist 14.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
93.7 FM, where the winning is hot. Starting next week, Monday through Friday, listen for Cupid four times daily for your chance to qualify to win the 93.7 FM Basket of Love.
It is I, Cupid.
Along with a pair of tickets to see Eric Church in Kansas City, the basket includes great gifts from our great friends, Taco Johns of Atchison, AFA Advisors, The Wine Cellar, Snap Fitness.
The civil authorities have issued a child abduction emergency for all of Missouri beginning at 2:21 p.m. Saturday, January 31st and ending at 2:51 p.m. Sunday, February 1. The Mansfield, Texas Police Department has issued an Amber Alert for a child abduction that occurred at Mansfield, Texas on January 30th, 2026 at 2 a.m. Abducted was Ephraim Wackram Carmona, biracial, white and Hispanic, male, age 4. Suspect vehicle is a light gray 2009 Toyota Corolla Baron Texas, registration in JV5536. Vehicle has rear tinted windows and damage to the front passenger side hood. Suspect is Raymond Isaac Carmona, a Hispanic, male, 25 feet 5 inches tall, 140 pounds, has black hair and brown eyes. Last seen wearing a black stocking cap, dark hooded sweatshirt, and blue jeans. Suspect has been known to have long hair in the past and typical is worn slipped back. Victim Ephraim Wackram Carmona is 4 feet 0 inches tall, 60 pounds, has black hair and brown eyes. Victim has curly hair and footmark on the right calf. Raymond Carmona is the suspect in a possible homicide that occurred on January 30, 2026 in Mansfield, Texas. The suspect vehicle was last seen in the area of Business 65 on North 3rd Street in Ozark, Missouri at 8:16 a.m. on January 31st, 2006. Statewide. Please call 911 on Mansfield, Texas Police Department at 817-473-0211 if you have any information pertaining to this alert.
To the Nolan Gymnasium. Women's college basketball here on Care Radio. A little bit of an extended break there with the alert. Here's a shot for the Ravens. It's a three that won't go. Rebounded underneath by Nicole, but there are bodies on the floor and players dragging themselves to their feet. Good news. Seems like everybody's okay. Here's where we are. Let's kind of reset the scene a little bit. With 8:43 to go in the opening half, it has been close throughout. It is close yet. It is 18-14. Neither team has scored yet in the second quarter. And Central Methodist will bring it up the floor. They'll kick it over to the left side, getting it there to Johnson. Back off on top. CMU will rotate it over to the left side. Way out on the wing now to Robinson. Shot clock at 11. Off the block, in the lane. Shot up, no, and we have a foul on Kyla. So Fitzgerald will be whistled for her first foul of the game. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul two of the second quarter. I see Moser quickly coming to the scorer's table, and that means I'm sure that Rooms are going to rotate. Oh, I thought maybe they're going to rotate Kyla out. They will not. They're going to rotate Owen out of the game for a little bit. 8:20 to go in the first, or in the first half. Free throw, up and in. So for Central Methodist, Caitlin Patke will have her fifth point of the game. And that one up and no good. So Patke will have five, and the Ravens lead at 18-15 with 8:10 to go in the first half. Neither team getting on the board very quickly here in the second half, and now a feed underneath. And as Nicole goes up with a shot, there's going to be a foul. It is going to be on Central Methodist. They're going to wave off the bucket, oddly enough. And it'll be Trish Porter collecting her first foul. BC will inbound again to the baseline, leading at 18-15. Bergman will do the inbound work. And come out on top to Kyla Fitzgerald. Left side.
The civil authorities have issued a child abduction emergency for all of Missouri beginning at 2:25 p.m. and ending at 3:25 p.m. This is a cancellation of an Amber Alert that was issued by Mansfield, Texas Police Department on January 30, 2026 at 2 a.m. Abducted was Ephraim Wackram Carmona, biracial, white and Hispanic, male, age 4. The suspect has been taken into custody and the child has been recovered safe.
To make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
The suspect is in custody. That's always an excellent thing. While we've been gone, let's just kind of recap. We are at a 23-15 Lady Raven lead, and a foul has just been called on Riley Brueggemann that is going to have Central Methodist at the free throw line. The first of a couple of shots is going to be up and good, and that will be the third point of the game for Kayla Robinson of CMU. Second free throw. She'll get them both. Brueggemann will have her second foul of the game. And the Ravens have Owen Dieters back out on the floor. Brueggemann will check out. Nicole Stork up top side. Gets it to Moser. The feet underneath to Nicole, and it's going to be just out of her reach. She's not able to haul that thing in, and Benedictine's going to turn it over. Lady Ravens hanging on to the lead at 23-17. So having led a moment ago by eight, up now by a half a dozen, and the ball is going to be stolen, and it's rolling up the floor, and Stork makes a headlong dive for it, but not able to haul it back in. It'll belong once more to Central Methodist. Six and a half to go, first half. Second quarter's taken a long time. A lot of stoppages of play, a lot of whistles, not a lot of scoring. Here's CMU. They'll finally get into the forecourt. Inside 20 on the shot clock already. Top side Robinson. Williams back over to the right. They look in the middle. Ravens defensively doing a really, really nice job. Gurka has it. She'll try the left side. Pushes away with the free arm. Twisting, turning. Can't get a shot away. Just throws the desperation as the shot clock about to expire. And the Ravens are going to go down with a rebound off the miss. Here comes Owen Dieters. Coast to coast to defense. Moves out of the way, and she doesn't hit the driving layup. Back up the floor with it becomes CMU. Gurka will drive, dish it over. The runner misses. Rebound to the floor. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm not seeing any harder worker, maybe, than Asante Gurka out of Latvia. The 5'10" senior. She plays an aggressive style of ball that is different than what a lot of players play. Benedictine will be inbounding it into backcourt with 5:40 to go in the first half. Still leading it by six. And Kirk is going to be defending all the way up the floor. Her four teammates are down the court, but she's right up on the basketball and follows it all the way up court. Ravens will go three. It is up and short. Rebound is on the floor. Bauman comes down with it. And they're going to call her for a travel again as two players battle over the basketball. Bauman's calling for a travel. CMU back up court. The outlet across the timeline. And Eagles will set up their offense. 5:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine by six. Central Methodist just working the ball from the top to one wing, to the top, to the other wing, and then reversing it. Now here, with an open look from the left side, the shot for three is up and good by Kaylin Johnson. That is her first point of the game, and Benedictine's lead is cut in half. It is 23-20. We are 5 minutes to go with the first, and BC with a cross-court pass, going to find his left out of bounds and go into the crowd. There are quite a few people here from Fayette, or certainly supporters and fans of Central Methodist who made the trip today. I always love to see that. So the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Benedictine when we return. But we're going to get our media break at 4:59 to go. We're in the opening half in Atchison. Women's college basketball finds Benedictine leading Central Methodist 23-20.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
NextEra Energy Resources has been a proud part of Kansas communities for decades. Discover how the proposed Jeffrey Solar Project could benefit Jackson County. The Jeffrey Solar Project is more than homegrown energy. The project temporarily occupies the land, allowing it to lie fallow and restore its quality for future farming. Jeffrey Solar has the power to boost the local economy with additional tax dollars and help pave the way for generations to come. Learn more online at jeffreysolar.com.
Welcome back to the NOLA Gym. Here's a feed underneath and a quick up and in by Kelly Stork. She'll have her fourth point of the ball game, and the Ravens will extend her lead once again to five. It is 25-20. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half of the women's game, but the guys' game coming up at 4 o'clock. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Fitzgerald. Up the floor with it is going to come to Eater. She'll race down the left side. Goes into the lane. Stop. Looks to reverse it. Finally gets it out to Moser, but she's going to be called for 3 seconds in the lane. Did not get any help. Had nowhere to go with the basketball. Jeters, Fitzgerald, Moser, Bauman, and Kelly Stork. The Benedictine five. Robinson, Porter, Gurka, Johnson, and Copeland on the floor for Central Methodist. Eagles with the basketball. Trading by five. 4:15 to go in the first half. Two hot teams. Ravens have won 7 in a row. Central Methodist has won 6 in a row. Way out on top is going to come Copeland with it. 4 seconds, 3. Into the lane. How many steps is he going to get? She'll spin it. She'll take them all and put it up and in, and it'll count. So the bucket is up and good, and the Ravens lead now 25-22. 3:47 to go on that Copeland shot. BC will come out on top. Michaela crosses to Owen. Owen will go for three with the defender hanging on her, and it won't go in. Rebound, battle for her, and as she falls to the floor, the official's going to race up and say it's a jump ball. And a CMU player slow to get to her feet. Now they're going to ask for a trainer to come out and take a little bit of a look at her. I think she may have gotten an ankle, yeah. Hopping off, holding her right foot in the air is going to be Kaylin Johnson. Coming into that timeout a moment ago, Benedictine hitting on 7 of 19 shots, 36%. CMU is 8 of 23, 34%. Neither team is blistering hot here. Now the Ravens will put a shot up that misses. The rebound tipped out, pulled down by Gurka. And here's CMU with a basketball. And we will get a whistle and a foul on Michaela Bauman. Michaela a little frustrated there, trying to recover the basketball, and will collect her second foul. So, yeah, I don't know that either of these teams is playing their best ball, but then again, maybe it's because you're playing really good competition, and it just makes it look a little worse. Central Methodist, 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Ravens are 4 of 4. From the outside, CMU's 1 of 4. Benedictine is 3 of 9. Again, no one exactly setting the world on fire right here. Here's a shot. Up and good for two. So the Eagles make it a one-point game on the fall-away shot by Mason Williams. 25-24. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go. First, here's a running shot for Fitzgerald. Hits in front of the rim and caroms away. It's no good. And rebounding down is going to be Copeland. Here comes CMU. They are looking for a lead. They have not been in front since a minute to go in the opening quarter. They'll go to the right side, go all the way to the baseline. The shot is going to be blocked, and in the process, a foul called on Owen Dieters. Dieters picking up her first foul. Benedictson is over the limit. Fitzgerald out of the game, and Nicole Stork comes back in. So you've got Kelly and Nicole out there. First free throw is good. The Ravens also have Hattie Gross with Diana Moser in the backcourt, Owen Dieters. Second free throw, it's up and good. So Taylor Robinson, 4 of 4 at the free throw line, and the Ravens trail 26-25, 2:20 to go in the first. Running shot, baseline right, it's up and good, Kelly. And BC goes right back in front, 27-26. 2:10 to go in the half. Ravens are going to press a little bit on the up court. CMU is able to bring it across the timeline. Now BC looks to trap the basketball up in the top corners. Robinson's going to have it. Kicks it over to the left to Potke. Now across underneath. The reverse layup is going to fail for Gurka. And Benedictson coming up court with the basketball. Here comes Owen Jeter. So the minute 45 to go in the first quarter, or the first half. The ball's going to be snapped away down to the baseline and go out of bounds. It'll belong to Benedictson with 23 on the shot clock. 1:45 left in the first half. Neither of these teams has been able to put together a big run. This game has been just that kind of close. Topside with it. Hattie over to the left. The baseline three. Knocking it down, Moser. 5 in the quarter, 7 in the ball game for Diana Moser. And it's 30-26 Benedictson. And a minute and a half remains in the first half. On the other end, Gurka shot, no. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Benedictson. Teeters into the forecourt. She is 1-on-3. Goes all the way to the rim and puts it up and wind off the window. First points for Owen. 32-26. And we're down to a minute left in the opening half. Outlet down the floor. Ravens again trap the basketball up in the top corner. In trouble with it, but able to get out. The lob to the top. And again, it's going to be Gurka. For the right-hand dribble, reverses it over to Robinson. She'll start into the lane, pulls up 17 feet away, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Dieters. Here comes Benedictson into the forecourt, 45 seconds to go in the opening half. Dieters all the way to the left side, takes it to the baseline, drives in, goes in, shot up, no. Rebound, battle point. Pulled away by CMU, and then they're going to fall to the floor. Is there a foul or is there a travel? They're going to call a foul on Kelly. Kelly Stork picking up her second foul, and that means we're not putting it in play in the backcourt. One official's trying to inbound it, but we are beyond the limit, so they will walk to the other end of the floor, and the Eagles will be coming to the free throw line. Back into the game for Central Methodist is going to come Trishelle Porter, the 5'7" senior from California, Missouri. And back at the free throw line, Mason Williams. Mason, a good enough free throw shooter, hits 2/3, 31-47, but today she's 4-4. This one, 5 of 5. 35 seconds to go in the first half. One more free throw on his way and in. 32-28. Benedictson with the lead and with the basketball. And with Riley Brueggemann running the ball club at the one. To kick it over to Hattie. Hattie plays the 2 to Moser, who plays the 3. Back out on top, it'll go to Fitzgerald, who's at the 4. And, of course, Nicole will be playing at the 5. They'll lob it for her. She'll get it underneath, reverse it on top. Brueggemann goes 3. It'll be short. The rebound tipped around, saved by Central Methodist. What a great job by Moser getting down the floor and stopping the fast break. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a runner at the buzzer. No good. Ravens are boarded down as Hattie sweeps in the basketball. And that will bring us to the end of the opening half. It has been an exciting ball game. It has been a hard-fought game. And it's going to be close now and close when it's over, I can tell you. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as these two teams are headed off the floor. Intermission score, Benedictson 32, Central Methodist 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Out of the court, entertaining a really big crowd on Senior Day 2025 here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Guys, teams are getting ready to come out. As we'll have men's college basketball after this one, so don't go away. Right now, though, let's recap how the first half came together for the ladies' game. First of all, for Central Methodist, leading the offensive charge. Well, if you want to call it a charge, it's Mason Williams with 6. But right with her, Asante Gurke has 5. Caitlin Patke has 5. 4 in the first half for Tyler Robinson. 3 for Copeland and Johnson. And Trish Porter knocking down the other 2. So for Central Methodist, very, very balanced scoring. And for the Ravens, similarly, Riley Brigham paces the way with 8. 7 for Diana Moser. You got Kelly Stork with a half a dozen. 5 in the first half for Kyla Fitzgerald. And Hattie Gross with 4. And the other 2 belong to Owen Dieters. A look at the fouls. No one in any real trouble for Central Methodist. You have one player with a couple of fouls, Johnson. No one else. For Benedictine, we've got 4 players with 2 fouls each. Brueggemann and Dieters, Bauman and Kelly Stork. So BC has committed quite a few fouls in the first half, but no one in any deep, deep foul trouble. BC has used a lot more players than Central Methodist in the course of that first half. And they've spread the shots out a little bit. Ravens ended up shooting 37% from the floor on 12 of 32. Central Methodist is 9 of 26, 34%. From the outside, neither team doing very well. Central Methodist 1 of 5, Ravens 4 of 12. That's a third. And at the free throw line for Benedictine, they've hit all 4 of theirs. But Central Methodist has had a lot of free throws. They are 9 of 12 at the free throw line in the first half. Rebounds, a slight Benedictine edge, 20 to 18. So, said and done, it has been hard-nosed and hard-fought. Each team has had a little bit of a lead. Neither team has had a prohibitive advantage. And the second half, I think, is going to be absolutely thrilling as you got a couple of the best teams in the conference coming together here. What they probably are not going to do is score the kind of numbers that they're accustomed to scoring because, again, a couple of high-scoring teams in the Ravens averaging mid-70s, 32 here at halftime. We mentioned once more, the men's teams are out of the court warming up. We'll have guys basketball at about 4 o'clock when we're slated for the men's game. Right now, though, we're going to take a little bit of a recess. It is halftime at a women's contest, and we'll be back to bring in the second half here on K-Radio. But with that intermission score, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 32, Central Methodist 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio for a final day of January halftime.
Egg sale is here. Whether you pack it, load it, stuff it, or stack it, if it fits in the bag, you save 15%. Need new tools? Updating your bath or faucet? Or simply want some snacks? Put them in the bag and save 15%. So pick up a bag in-store at Menards and find out how much you can fit in the bag. Now through January 24th. See store for complete details.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops.
open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. On Tuesday evening, we return to high school basketball, as we will have Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge. Tune in right around 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30, 8 o'clock or so. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as the Ravens will be facing off against Culver Stockton. Women's game at 5:30. Men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After Sports Look, we'll have High School Coaches Insight, where we talk to the coaches of JCN, ACCHS, Mar Hill Mount Academy, and Atchison. That immediately follows Sports Look on Thursday night. Friday brings us back to high school basketball, as we'll have the undefeated Atchison boys team along with the girls team as they take on KC Sumner. Tune in right around 6:15 for the girls game. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine women's basketball as they take on Graceland at 2 p.m. The men will take to the court around 4 p.m.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we've had a couple of contests already finalized, with Clark beating Missouri Valley 70-51. It was Peru State over Mount Mercy 67-45. At the half, it is currently Graceland over William Woods by 2 points, 22-20. In the late second quarter, with about 2 minutes left, it is Missouri Baptist trailing Mid-American Nazarene with Mid-American Nazarene at 29, Missouri Baptist 16. Park and William Penn are at the half with Park ahead 38-25. Baker is trailing Grandview at the half with Grandview at 38, Baker 31. In this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 32 points, Central Methodist Ladies at 28. I'll be back with the men's scores in just a moment.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the slam and buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Taking a look at the two men's basketball games in action right now. It is currently Clark over Missouri Valley at the half, with Clark sitting at 38. Oh, it's all knotted up right now. They just went to knotting it up. It's now Clark 38, Missouri Valley 38. Peru State and Mount Mercy are meeting right now. It's showing at the half, Mount Mercy is at 44 points to Peru State's 36. I'll be back in just a moment with that weather I forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 20 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance of snow tonight, 15. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for snow, high temperatures reach up to 40. A blend of clouds and sun and dry, Monday and Tuesday, low 40s, Monday, upper 30s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it's 19 degrees. It feels like 11 out there with the winds out of the west-southwest at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 47%. The air quality is good. The dew point is 3 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.59 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after this.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gym on that beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ladies game, it's a good one. 32-28, Benedictine with the intermission advantage. Many thanks to Joseph. He's our guy back in the studio, taking care of us, me and you at halftime. Joseph, thanks, man. Tom Couch of the Year Court side. We mentioned earlier a couple of games at noon in the conference as Clark knocked off Missouri Valley, and it was Brew over Mount Mercy. Other games going on. You go to the halftime scores. You've got Grandview with a slim lead in Des Moines, 38-34 over Baker. Peru, or rather Park, is rolling William Penn, 42-26. You've got Mid-America doubling up and then some on Missouri Baptist, 42-18. Graceland hanging on to a two-point lead over William Woods as they are getting ready to go to the second half. We're going to the second half here. It'll be Central Methodist basketball to begin things, and we are back underway. For Benedictine, Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Here's a feed to the baseline right. CMU kicks it off on top. For the Eagles, it'll be Robinson, Williams, Gurka, Johnson, and Patek. Here's Gurka, shot blocked by Michaela. And it's going to get away and be out of bounds on Benedictine. Central Methodist will have it in the corner. 9:35 to go in the third quarter. Now the officials are slowing things down a little bit. I think, again, mathematically, that shot clock has got to be wrong. And here we go. We're going to get it fixed. 9:35. It should be like a 10, right? 5? They're going to get it ironed out. There's some... You're on a college campus. There are math majors here. They can do this. They can get this figured out. Maybe not yet. Here we go. There's the 5 that's long up on there. It's pretty easy math. You have a half a minute. You're at 9:35. Nobody else has touched it. Here we go. CMU puts it in. Baseline jump shot up. No good. Brueggemann is going to rebound it down and up to 4-4. Benedictine, she'll come, and her outlet pass is well out of the reach of Kelly Stork, and it's going to go out of bounds. Central Methodist will be putting it back in play. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. No one has put anything on the board yet in the second half. It remains a 32-28 Benedictine lead. Eagles with it up top side. Robinson. Erica back to Robinson. She was going to take that quick three, but a good job by Dieters to get in front of her. And then the cross-court pass is going to get away and out of bounds as Williams took her eye off of it. I think she was looking into the middle, deciding if she was going to shoot or if she was going to drive, and in the process failed to secure the basketball. Ravens are going to come back up court with it, leading by 4. Here's Brueggemann. No contact. She goes to the floor, rolls it out on top to Dieters. And Owen around to the left, back out on top. Here's Michaela. It's 3. Rams out. Rebound is on the floor, and the players are rolling around on the floor, and the Ravens are going to save it. Here's Brueggemann. Runs, shoots, doesn't get it. And rebound. Here comes Central Methodist. Gurka. She's been absolutely everywhere today. Not having a big shooting day. 2 of 6, 1 of 2 for the free throw line. She got a half a dozen rebounds, but she is everywhere and is nonstop motion. And a great defensive play by Kelly Stork to reach in, hold the ball down, prevent a shot, and draw a jump ball on Hotkey. And the Ravens are going to have it on the alternate possession. 8:15 to go in the third quarter. Still no second half points. It comes in the middle to Nicole, to Michaela, out on top. The 3 and a 3-second call. So they're going to wave off the 3-point shot, and still no one has been able to add to their halftime score. We are 2 minutes into the third quarter, 32-28, Benedictine in front. CMU will slide over to the right side. Kicks it up between the circles. Conte now into the lane. Falling away. The shot somehow goes up and in. That was quite a shot with more luck than skill. But give it to Mason Williams, and she's got 8. 32-30. Benedictine at 7:40 to go in the third. Brueggemann over to the right side. Bauman. Top side Nicole. Left side Owen. Dieters will start down the lane. Kicks it in the corner, and the 3 for Brueggemann is good. 11 for the Ravens. Leading scorer, Riley Brueggemann. Leading scorer, I mean that in the most broad sense. Leading scorer today, leading scorer on the season, averaging 17 a game. And here's a cutter and a shot and a Raven foul. It is going to be on Kelly Stork, so that would be her third, which is an issue. Central Methodist is going to bring Copeland back into the game. And we will have a timeout taken by Benedictine. Let's do it. Time out of the court with the 7:07 mark of the third quarter here in Atchison. Lady Ravens 35, Eagles 30.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
We mentioned the Benedictine not really hitting a ton of shots from the outside right now. The Ravens are, let me take a quick look, 5 of 14, 35%. Well, Central Methodist is a very good three-point defending team, holding their opponents to only 28.1% from outside. So, relatively speaking, Benedictine is doing a pretty good job shooting the basketball from the outside, certainly with the kind of a defense that they are seeing this afternoon from CMU. Eagles at the line. First shot will not go in for Asante Gurka. Gurka with 5 points in the game. All of those came in the opening quarter, did not score any in the second, and is now looking for her first point in quarter number three. She's going to get it right there. Six in the ball game, and the Ravens now lead 35-31. 7:07 to play in the third quarter. Owen Dieters brings it up. Dieters and Fitzgerald, Bauman, Stork, and Brueggemann of the Benedictine Five. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Here comes Central Methodist. They'll race into the forecourt. Kicking it down is going to be Williams. She'll go all the way into the corner. Gurka will bounce it off her own foot. And no, they're going to say off Dieters' foot. I thought it was off her own ankle, basically, but it was not. Ravens will be defending. And now the official, I think, deciding, are we going to have a shot clock change? It's at 9. Now it's going to go to 14. Not sure I understand all that, but I'm sure it's just fine. Shot clock's been no issue today, no matter where it's at. These two teams are not burning that kind of time getting a shot away. Here's Central Methodist driving in, falling away. The shot is up and no good, and the rebound and away from the play. The official across the floor is going to call an offensive foul on Central Methodist, Mason Williams. So for Williams, it'll be her first. It'll be the team's first here in the third quarter. 6.5 to go in the third as Owen Dieters dances away into the forecourt, comes out on top, Fitzgerald, into the corner to Brueggemann. She's been hot and will continue to be. Hits another three. It is her fourth three-point shot this afternoon, putting the Ravens in front now 38-31. And it's 6:10 to go in the third quarter. CMU's got to answer. They cannot let BC get a big lead on him here at home. Now, in the lane, the little hook shot is up and missing. The rebound off the floor, pulled down by Kyla. Fitzgerald will sweep down the basketball on the Ravens. Brueggemann will bring it into the forecourt. Runs over a defender, and they're going to call it for an offensive foul. Brueggemann is furious. Ought to be. That defender was backpedaling and running side by side with her, and they made contact, and Brueggemann is calling for the offensive foul. Now, Brueggemann is out in center circle having a word with the official, and Owen is suggesting that she just not let this get out of hand and escalate. So for Riley Brueggemann, her third personal foul, and the Ravens are going to give it back to CMU. With 5:48 to go in the third quarter, Eagles trail by 7. They'll feed it over to the left side. A little travel, no whistle. Back over to the elbow. They'll feed it down to the block. Starting left, coming right. Hook shot up and good. That was a nice shot in the middle by Mary Copeland. Picking up her fifth point of the afternoon. It's 38-33. At 5:20 to go, and the Ravens are going to turn it over again. Here comes CMU down the left side. They've got numbers, but we'll slow it up. Drive it to the corner where the unobstructed three is launched and hit from deep on the right side. Knocking it down from downtown. Tyler Robinson. 38-36, and suddenly the Ravens hanging on by two. We are 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. And now we've got players crashing to the floor. No whistles. Back in, it's going to come Mosier. Has it knocked away from behind. BC turning it over again. Here comes CMU. The drive, the shot, the miss. The rebound, Dieters. It's wild out on the hardwood here in the Nolan. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. The kick to the baseline. Michaela goes three. And there it is. Michaela Bauman picking up her first bucket of the ball game, and the Ravens go back up five. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter, it's 41-36. Central Methodist will drive their way to the right side, rotate it back out on top, reverse the ball, kick it back around to the left elbow, and out between the circles, they'll play it at the high post to Mary Copeland. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. A dozen on the shot clock. CMU will have it to Taylor Robinson. She'll head to the baseline. Dieters does a nice job cutting her off. The hook shot is up and short. Dieters is going to call down the rebound and bring it up court for Benedictine. Outlet over to the left side of Michaela. Bauman to the top of the key where Kelly will take it. Back to Michaela. Can she go back to back? This one's off the back of the rim, but not going to go in. And Eagles coming up court with the basketball as players laying all over the floor, strewn across from side to side, climb to their feet, and chase the ball into the forecourt. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. A little mayhem here in the Nolan right now. 41-36 Benedictine. Eagles with the ball, top of the key. Looking into the middle is going to be Kaylin Johnson. She'll feed into Copeland, who travels, and there's the whistle. We've seen some plays that certainly look like travels that have not been called, but that one was enough that the official makes that call, and we are going to get a media break. Time out of the court here in the Nolan Gymnasium with 3:34 to go in the third. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 41, Central Methodist 36.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
The Raven Regiment making a little racket in the background. Two teams are still huddled up around the respective coaching staffs with 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball here in Atchison, Kansas, with the men's game still coming up, an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for that one. Welcome, everyone. Right now, the Lady Ravens shooting numbers are pretty much leveled out. They're 35% on 12 of 34. For Benedictine, you're going to get Hattie Gross into the game. She'll be in the backcourt with Owen Dieters, Connor Fitzgerald, Diana Moser, and Nicole Stork rounding up the Benedictine five. Here's Moser with the basketball on the right side. The Ravens right to left across your dial here in the second half. Dieters with the ball, running it from the one. Swings it back over to the right side to Moser. She'll dribble to the top, reverse it to Dieters, hit the 28-foot mark way over on the side. Shot clock in single digits. Here's Hattie at the baseline. Feeds underneath. The shot up, and it's good. Give it to Grace Dixon, plus one. How about that? Nice job by Grace. She got good interior position. Boxed out a little bit on her defender. Puts it up and in. Grace on senior day with her first bucket of the afternoon. The free throw will roll out. No good. And the rebound, still fought for. CMU will control it. It is 43-36. We're going inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The shot is up, no good. Hattie coming down with a rebound, trying to get it to Owen, who had stumbled to the floor. So Hattie's going to take it into the fourth quarter still for the left-hand dribble. Gets it across the timeline, back out on top. It'll go to Dieters. Good news is those two are speaking to one another after their two high schools played against each other last night. Here's a running shot to the baseline, up and in. And the bucket is going to be good by Moser. And we're going to get a timeout. Diana Moser hits the bucket. She's got nine. And we've got a timeout at 2:39 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens on the cusp of a double-digit lead. Benedictine 45, CMU 36.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
With you here in the Nolan, it'll be coming out of the timeout. Central Methodist basketball, and the Eagles will be inbounding it from deep in the backcourt. Putting it in play, this is going to be Asante Gurka, who's back in. And for CMU, her being on the floor, I just believe is really crucial. She does so much for this team and is such a catalyst for the things they do and like to do and want to do. 11 on the shot clock as they'll reverse it over to the left side. Back out on top, it'll come to Mason. She'll run, put the shot up. No, falling away. The follow is up and in. The bucket by Mary Copeland is good, and she'll come to the line for a plus one. 2:11 to play in the third quarter. Copeland's stepping up. She hit, her 3 points in the first half. She's at seven. And that free throw barely moves the net as it shoots straight through. 45-39. And we're just about 2 minutes left. Here in the third quarter. By the way, the foul for Benedictine is on Grace. And the Ravens shot is up. It's no good. Rebound back the other way comes CMU. Trailing now only by half a dozen. A very long three-point shot misses. And DeCole comes down with a rebound. Ravens are going to run it up the other way. Here comes Hattie. She'll go all the way across. Dump it into the corner to Moser. And they'll say she stepped on the baseline as she was crossing beneath the goal and behind the backboard. So the Ravens are going to turn it over with a minute 37 to go. Dixon back out of the ball game, and Kyla Fitzgerald will rotate back in for Coach Folsom. Lady Ravens still up six, and Central Methodist in the traveling black uniforms will bring it up the floor. Gurka will jump it over to the left side, gets it there to Mason Williams. Mason comes in, steps up, pulls up for 14 and missed it. Rebound, Kyla. BC is going to run full speed down the floor, Dieters. She'll stop at the 28-foot mark, go underneath to Nicole, horses it up, has it knocked out of her hand, no foul called, rebound, Eagles. Central Methodist will sweep it away. Rebound pulled down by Potke. And here comes Central Methodist. Down the left side of the lane. Lots of contact. The shot just thrown at the rim. It doesn't go in. No foul called. A 17-foot follow shot by Copeland. No. And another offensive rebound by Central Methodist. And it'll be Gurka coming down with it to clear it away and bring it back out on top. 45 seconds of play in the third quarter. Ravens leading it here by a half dozen. And as the pass goes to the left block, Kyla Fitzgerald will reach in and go over the shoulder, committing a foul. It'll be the second foul of the ball game for Kyla. Benedictine team foul four in the third quarter. Central Methodist is going to get Trish Porter back into the game for the last half, or rather, last 40 seconds of the third. Eagles bring it in at the left side of the lane at their baseline. And they bring it way out on top and get it out into the center circle. There's Taylor Robinson with it. Shot clock at 11. Robinson comes down the right side. Gets it back behind her. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 6. Falling away. The jumper on its way and good. So for CMU, another big bucket by Mason Williams, and she's at 10. Shot clock's off. Benedictine will get the final shot of the third quarter. They lead here by 4. The feed to the corner. Here's Hattie for 3. It's going to be short. Rebound is on the floor. Central Methodist has it. They've got 4. They'll drive the length of the court. Go in. Go up. Running shot. Good at the buzzer. What a play by Taylor Robinson. She just put this on her own shoulders, drove it, and scored it. We're going to the fourth quarter, and it has been everything we thought it might be. After 3 in the Nolan Gym, it's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 45, Central Methodist 43.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Central Methodist just had its best quarter of the game offensively. They scored 14 in the opening quarter, 14 in the second quarter, and now have scored 15 in the third quarter. Benedictine now scored 15-13 in quarter number 3. CMU, led by Mason Williams, who is their only player in double-figure scoring. She's got 10, 9 for Kayla Robinson, and 8 for Mary Copeland off the bench. For Benedictine, leading the way, Riley Brueggemann, 14 points. Diana Moser has 9 for BC. Lady Ravens, 7 of 18 from the outside, hitting 39% from 3, 39% from the floor on 17 of 43, shooting and 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Benedictine has been outscored by 7 at the free throw line so far this afternoon, and the ball is going to come in to begin the fourth quarter. Central Methodist will have it, and they're going to be forced over to the sideline. The ball going to be knocked out of bounds. CMU will have it in again at the 28-foot line on the far side. 9:50 to go in the game. Eagles will inbound it. They only trail by 2, 45-43. The 8-foot jump shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be saved by Kelly. She has been out of the game for a while with some foul issues. Now Benedictine will go coast to coast. They're running shot by Brueggemann in an effort to have this called a shooting violation. It didn't work, but she did draw the foul. The foul is going to be on Gurka. It's only her second. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter. Are they going to call it a shooting violation? They are. Now they're not. All sorts of indecision. And now the Ravens will be inbounding it at the baseline. Brueggemann will throw it away, as she and Moser cannot get on the same page at all where that ball was supposed to come in. Moser was running to the midcourt and running back toward the baseline and running back toward midcourt. And then just as Brueggemann launched it, she runs back to the baseline again. And there's nobody home to secure that ball. Ravens are going to turn it over early here in the fourth quarter, leading by 2. And now the ball's knocked away, saved by CMU. The skip will come out on top. Burke will have it on the right side, into the corner. Passing up the uncontested 3 to drive into the center is going to be Robinson. Here comes Gurka. She'll go in and finger roll it up and in. She will never miss that shot. She's got 8, and we're tied at 45. Starting over with 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine, Central Methodist, 45-45. The feed left. The 3. Wow, what a shot by Michaela Bauman. Her second 3 of the game. 48-45. 8:50 to go. Now, if you got a senior on this team at a senior day, and you travel to a lot of the games, and let's be real, as a player slips or goes to the floor, and we're going to take a timeout because she's hurt. Taking a break. We'll talk about this in a minute when we get back. 8:40 to go in the ballgame. It's Benedictine 48, Eagles 45.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
I put it here in the Nolan Gymnasium as an assistant coach and one of the trainers is helping a CMU player over to the side where the training staff is going to attend to her. She drives down to the base of the basketball and has it, and with her feet planted, the body continued to turn and rotate, but the foot did not. That knee is not designed to take that kind of flex. So we hope that all is well with her. And the Lady Ravens are going to come up court with a basketball with a 3-point lead and 8.5 minutes of play in a big game for a lot of reasons for the Lady Ravens, not the least of which is that it's senior day, but also when you're in a 3-way tie for first place, you cannot afford to lose a game. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Here comes Central Methodist into the forecourt with a basketball, and Mason Williams will have it up top side. 8:15 to play. Mary Copeland, she's done a great job coming in off the bench for the Eagles. Back out on top to Robinson. Here's a three for Johnson, way short. And rebound going to be taken down off the floor by Kyla Fitzgerald. Gets it away to Brueggemann, who has it knocked out of her hands and stolen away from behind. Central Methodist coming up with a steal. 7:50 to play, and they are still right in this thing, trailing only by three. Lady Ravens will stick with their player defense. Copeland now. The post will dribble the ball. Kicks it to the side. They'll bring it to the top. Shot clock at 11. Again, with the ball, it's going to be Asante Gurka. Here's a shot. Up and missing. Rebound. Ravens. Kelly comes down with a basketball, and here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann up the floor. To the right side. The pass slapped out of bounds at the baseline. Raven ball with 21 on the shot clock and 7:18 left in the game. Nicole Stork and Owen Dieters back into the Raven lineup for Fitzgerald and Moser. 21 on the shot clock, 7:18 to go in the game, and the Ravens put the ball lead by three. Low scoring here, 48-45. It comes into Dieters. She'll step inside the circle, out on top, Brueggemann three. Yes! Riley Brueggemann hitting at least one three in every quarter tonight, 51-45. Lady Ravens with a half a dozen point lead, 7 minutes to go. Here's what's been the problem, one of the difficulties at least for CMU, getting in front. They haven't. And here's a big three to draw closer. 3-point shot by Kaylin Johnson. She's got six on two threes today, 51-48. But, again, back to the point, for Central Methodist, it's been that old story, that pushing the rock up the hill all afternoon, battling from behind it, trying to get close. And now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. They'll fly up the court with it. Copeland will lean, turn, shoot, miss the driving layup. Rebound Benedictine. Now the Ravens to its numbers. Here comes Brueggemann into the forecourt. She's going to slow it down, let her team precede her, and set the Raven offense. Gurka out on top, defending her, and that's Central Methodist player D. 6:10 to go in the ball game, 51-48. Ravens in front. Michaela with it back over to the right side to Dieters, right side of the free throw line. Now the pass underneath to Nicole, and she goes up and is fouled. The whistle is going to be on Johnson, and Kalen's second foul of the game. It'll be Central Methodist team foul two of the fourth quarter. Benedictine, unlike the first few quarters, they have not fouled yet here in the fourth, and that is a big deal. Coming to the line for Benedictine is going to be Nicole Stork, a 63.2% free throw shooter, and that one is perfect. So Nicole, and here's oddly enough, that is her first point today. And she's usually one of the predominant scorers for this team. Second free throw, got them both. A couple of big free throws when her team needed them, and it's a 53-48 Lady Raven lead as we go inside 6 minutes to go. Nicely done by Nicole Stork. Here's a wide open three, and yet again from the outside by Central Methodist and Trish Porter. Her first three of the game. Ravens back down court. Here's Michaela to Nicole to Riley. Bergman is going to back away. She'll pull up. She'll go three. In and out. Nope. Rebound. Gurka. Here comes Central Methodist. Eagles with the basketball. Trading it by two. It is 53-51. Gurka will go into the lane. Feed it all the way across. And she will climb to her feet. The three-point shot misses. Michaela will rebound it down. And Brueggemann up court with the basketball. 5 minutes to play. Brueggemann goes left side. Dieters. Back to Brueggemann. The feed to Nicole. Over to the right side. Bauman. Three. Won't fall. Rebound. CMU. 4:50 to go in the game. Eagles with the ball down two. And that's got Coach Dustin Young. And that's without an O, Y-U-N-G, Dustin Young, up on his feet, hands on his hips, talking to his team, a straightaway three misses, rebound Benedictine. Ravens back up the floor with Owen Dieters. 4.5 to play in a game. Dieters on top, lobs it right side, Michaela. She'll drive around the horn, goes to Kelly, goes to Nicole, left-hand layup, good! Nicole Stork with the bucket, Kelly Stork with the assist. Benedictine with the timeout. We're taking a break with the Ravens at 4:19 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 55, Central Methodist 51.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you, and here's a little bit of good news for the Central Methodist team. Is injured a little while ago, but now kind of shaking it off, and Caitlin Potke, the 6-foot grad student from Washington, Missouri, been flexing that knee and moving up and down the sideline, and now she's put herself on the bench and may well be going to come back into the game. And I'll be honest, I was not sure that that was going to be able to happen. Now Central Methodist will have a wild pass into the fourth corner. It's going to go out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in. Nicole brings it in, and Owen brings it up the floor. 4 minutes to go in the game. Stork is knocked to the floor, or rather, Dieters is knocked to the floor, gets it to Bauman, back up to Owen. The lob underneath to Nicole, has it stripped out of her hands, able to save it, and BC a little sloppy, but they're going to control it down. Back door, here's the shot. Nicole missed it. Kelly goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line for two. The Raymond's getting a lot of looks and opportunities, just not able to cash any of them. But Kelly Stork will come to the free throw line. So Gurka is going to come out of the game, get a little rest. Central Methodist is going to get Kaylin Johnson out there for her. And Benedictine, two free throws. First one rolls. It goes in. Kelly Stewart collects her 7th point of the afternoon. The Ravens go up 5 3:49 to play. She'll hit them both. 57-51 Benedictine. Here's where the time starts going fast. We talk about it almost every game. Inside 4 minutes of play. You start looking at the clock, and minutes will just be melting away. CMU with a basketball. Straight away, it's a three. It's no good. Long rebound saved by Copeland. And the Eagles will retain possession of the basketball. Taylor Robinson. She looks in the middle. Copeland flops. No foul on Kelly. Shot clock at 8. Now Kelly reaches in, falls dislodged. Copeland picks it up off the floor, puts a shot up, and somehow hits it. Not pretty, but it counts. And Mary Copeland off the bench has 10. It's 57-53. 3 minutes to go. To the free throw line, Nicole. To the left side, Michaela. There's three for Michaela Bauman. Michaela's third three of the game, and has hit two of them here in the fourth quarter. Benedictine stretches its lead to 60-53. With 2 minutes and 40 to go, CMU will throw it down to the baseline, and we will have a foul by Benedictine. And it's going to be on Nicole. It'll be her first. For Benedictine, it'll be the first fourth quarter foul. And the Eagles bring it in with 2:40 to go. In the lane, Copeland twists and turns, has no shot, lobs it back over to the deep left corner. And Central Methodist will back it away. Shot clock at 8, at 7. From the elbow, at 6. From the top, at 4. The shot, very short. Rebound, Raven. Clearing it down is going to be Brueggemann and Benedictine up the floor with it, and they can control some time with 2:15 to go in the game. They lead by 7. They'll feed it over to Stork. Back over to Bauman. Out on top, it'll go Dieters. Ravens are going to be patient and selective. The feed to the free throw line is going to be Kelly. She'll go to Nicole. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds to Benedictine. Lady Ravens, 2:05 to play in the game and 11 on the shot clock. And back into the lineup for Central Methodist to the well-deserved applause of the fans who have come down here today is going to be Caitlin Potke. She went out with that injury a little bit ago, but she is back on the floor right now. Ravens will feed in the middle. Kelly, jump shot, missed it. Rebound, out of bounds, Raven basketball. 2 on the shot clock, and 1:56 to go. I thought it hit the rim. There we go. They're going to make it back to 20 with 1:56 to go. Now they're going to switch out. Brueggemann will inbound. Dieters was out there. Now Brueggemann's going to inbound it. Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Ravens, right side, Brueggemann, 3, no, rebound, battle for, CMU is going to control it away. With 1:45 to go, they'll bring it into the forecourt, down 7. Over to the right side, going to be Trish Porter. Central Methodist back off on top, 1:35 to go, shot clock at 15, they're being really patient for a team down 7. Now the drive into the lane, the change of directions, the spinning shot is up and missing, the tip is up and missing, the tip is out of bounds, and it is Benedictine basketball. Central Methodist with 3 chances at very close range, inside 5 feet, was not able to connect on any of them. Returning to the floor for the Eagles is going to be Asante Gurka. 1:20 to go. Benedictine into the forecourt. They lead by 7. Got Coach Folsom on his feet, setting the offense. Top is going to be Michaela. Gets it to Nicole. Ravens playing a little motion. They're just running some time with 1:09 to go. Back over to the right side, Dieters. Underneath it goes to Kelly. Loses the handle, and CMU will clear it away. But we're inside 1 minute to play now. Central Methodist with a basketball. Gurka will fly into the forecourt. Come off on top. That was a near travel. That's a 3 shot that misses. Rebound, CMU. And they're going to save it. But we're now down to 45 seconds to go. And Central Methodist is slow, way out on top with the ball. Here's Robinson. She'll kick it over to the corner. Williams will go 3, miss it. Rebound, Central Methodist. But now we're down to 35 seconds left. Here's a runner from the baseline, and good. Robinson hits the bucket. CMU taking a timeout. It is all about the time. And here's where we're at. A break in the action. 32 seconds left in the contest. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 60. Central Methodist, 55.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Well, way under a minute to go. Let me hold on. We're going to get him to pull it up here. Get an exact time number for you. 32.1 seconds to go in the game. Lady Ravens leading it 60-55, and Benedictine will have the basketball in play from deep in the backcourt. Nicole Stork will inbound it to Brueggemann. Brueggemann gets fouled. No. Now she'll get it to Dieters, who gets grabbed by two players. And finally, the foul is called. And the whistle is going to be on Mason Williams. Mason, a couple of fouls. She doesn't care. And that will be the Eagles' fourth team foul. And we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. They're going to take a little bit of a timeout, short timeout taken by Benedictine, as they're just going to look to advance the ball a little bit. I was joking a little bit ago. In a high school game last night, two Lady Ravens alma mater played one another. How about that? With Owen Dieters and Hattie Gross. A couple of TBL clubs getting together last night. So these two players knew each other from high school, and kind of that thing comes full circle as they're now Benedictine teammates here in Atchison. 26.8 to go in the game. It'll be Michaela Bauman inbounding it, and she'll get it to Brueggemann, who's immediately fouled. It'll be the third foul of the game for Mason Williams. The point of that, of course, is committing team foul five and putting the Ravens at the free throw line, where for Central Methodist, the hope is going to be that BC does not hit free throws. Brueggemann, a good free throw shooter at 76.4%. That one is good. Riley hits that bucket, 18 points, which gets her basically to her game average at 17+, and she'll hit the second free throw for good measure, giving her 19 this afternoon. And we're going to get another timeout. This one is going to be taken by Central Methodist. And again, Joseph, I'm going to keep it right here because I got another yarn to spin. So, at what point, as a parent, do you ever grow tired of embarrassing your children? And I'm going to say, as someone with experience in this topic, never. You never get tired of it. We got a couple of parents down here who come to a ton of games, and in the crowd, one of the Raven seniors and mom has brought this magnificent laminated photograph that must be 3 foot square. It's huge, of her daughter at probably, I don't know, 18 months of age or something, you know, one of the little cutie pictures, you know, with the hair all fixed up and, you know, the big smile. And, yeah, you never get tired of doing that. That's all good stuff. Great to see the families coming to the games and playing a little bit, giving the kids a little grief, a little hard time. It's good. Right now, though, for Central Methodist, not good. With 22 seconds to go, they're going to bring the ball in, put up a long three that misses. Ravens will lose the rebound, out of play, back to CMU. But now, Benedictine by 7 with 17 seconds left. The Eagles will go to the bench. And we're going to get into the game for the first time, a freshman from Ikeston, England, Alina Riley. So Alina comes into the game. Here's the inbound pass. Riley's going to get it. They'll bring it on top. The shot for three, in and out. No rebound. Kelly to Brueggemann. And we will have a foul in the backcourt as Central Methodist is going to come up short today. The whistle is going to be on the Eagles. It'll be on Trish Porter. And we're going to go to the other end of the court where Kelly Stewart will step up with 11 seconds left to salt this one away for Benedictine this afternoon. At the free throw line, Kelly Stewart, 70.3% shooter. Count that one. One more shot coming up for the freshman from Adele. In and out, no. Rebounded by Nicole, and she will dribble it to the top, get grabbed by a CMU player, and the Lady Ravens up eight with eight to go. And it's 8 seconds to go. Back to the free throw line, and this time it's going to be Nicole. Nicole's 2 for 2 at the line today. She'll eye it up, puts up the first one, and gets it. One more shot coming up here in Benedict, and here's the dig. If this goes to a 10-point game, you'll never understand how close it was all the way to the end. And it is now a 10-point game, as both free throws by Nicole Stork are good. 65-55, and with 8 seconds left, we're going to get another timeout taken by Central Methodist. Joseph, we're going to take this one and come back and finish the game. We'll be back. 8 seconds left. Lady Ravens lead by 10.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gym. The ball comes into CMU. They're going to look for a shot. They're going to just launch a wide three. It's off the window and good. How about that? Three-point shot, Trish Porter. And that's going to do it. The final score this afternoon in the ladies' game. Senior Day 2026. Benedictine 65. Central Methodist 58. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olay's, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Well, if I was leaving the top of the game and told you that Benedictine had one double-digit scorer and Central Methodist had three, you'd be a little concerned, right? No need in that. Because Benedictine's Riley Brueggemann's 19 led the way for BC. Michaela Bauman had 9, and Kelly Stork had 9, and Diana Moser had 9. So you had three of them right at the doorstep. Half a dozen this afternoon for Nicole Stork. It was 4 today for Hattie Gross, and 2 apiece for Grace Dixon and Owen Dieters. For Central Methodist, Tana Robinson, 11 points. 10 then for Mason Williams, and also 10 for Mary Copeland off the bench. 8 apiece for Gurka and Porter. Johnson with 6 and 5 for Patke. But for Benedictine, the key was, even though they bent, never broken his game, never let Central Methodist get a lead and hang on to it. And Benedictine comes away with a huge win and makes them 13 and 1 in the conference, 17 and 5 on the season. And on Senior Day 2026, Lady Ravens are out here now. I'm going to have a little tip of the hat for the guys and girls teams as they're going to recognize the senior group. And for the ladies, the seniors would include Michaela Bauman out of Blair, Nebraska, Kyla Fitzgerald from Australia, Diana Moser from Brazil, and Manhattan, Kansas native Grace Dixon. Tell you what, they're going to do that. We're going to let them do it. We're going to enjoy the pageantry of Senior Day. However, we're not going to lose focus because there is men's college basketball coming up here, and we're going to be back in about 20 minutes, Joseph, with that. Again, the final score in Game 1 this afternoon. It was a Benedictine Lady Ravens 65, Central Methodist 58. We're kicking it back to the studio, but we'll be right back here with Raven Roundball before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.